Kodem shivarech v'yitatef. Before you make the blessing of v'yitatef, and this is the blessing that we make on the talit gadol, meaning on the big talit that we put on in the shul in the mornings before we begin our prayers. That when we are going to go ahead and make that bracha, we're going to make that blessing, we have to first, yichaven, to direct our thoughts. Meaning we need to invest our thought process into what we're doing. It is a key factor in the proper observance of any mitzvah that we properly direct the whole entire process of what we're doing in our mind to reflect the deeds and actions that we're about to perform. By doing so, we invest into those mitzvot a sense of importance for ourselves, that what we are about to do and we are going to do is something of a divine nature, something which has been ordained to us by God. So the Ben Ish Chai tells us there are two different thoughts, two different angles where our thoughts must be directed towards. The first being, Lekayem mitzvat aseh, lidbosh tzitzit mitzuyeset ki hilchato. That we are fulfilling the positive commandment to wear tzitzit that are fringed and tied and properly prepared according to the halacha, according to Torah law. Shene'emar, v'asu lahem tzitzit al kanfei bigdehem. They shall make fringes on the corners of their garments. This is the pasuk that's brought down in Bamidbar, Perek Tet Vav, pasuk Lamud Chet. The second angle that we must direct our thoughts in, v'hi mitzvat aseh shazman grama, that this is a positive, time-bound commandment. Va'al yedei kavanat hachana zo, az yekoach bechanato baberacha le'alot mayin nukvin ulamshich hamochin kamo shekatav Rabbeinu HaRashash b'Nahar Shalom. And by way of his directing his thoughts with this preparation, he will be investing into his blessing, into his mitzvah, that which is needed to raise up and cause an effect in the heavens. As explained by the Rashash in Nahar Shalom. V'lechen tov lomar b'fiv kodam ha-berakha. It's therefore positive that a person should say out loud before making the blessing the nusach of L'shem Yehud that we find in most Sfarik Sidurim, which begins like this, L'shem Yehu kuchah brihu ushinte, and continues, V'hareni muchan lilbosh tzitzit mitzuyetzet kehalacha, k'mo shetzivan Hashem l'kenu v'asulhem tzitzit alkan ve'vigdehem. This part being the part that connects with what we said before, this idea of having intention, of directing our thoughts, that we are fulfilling the mitzvah, as it says in the Torah, Vasulahem tzitzit akan fevidehem, that they shall make tzitzit fringes on the corners of their garments. Kedei lasot nahad ruach liyotzreinu v'kulu, and that continues on then with the nusach that you'll find in the Sidurim. V'gam sarich lechaven be'et shemitatef bo, and also one should direct his thoughts at the time that he is wrapping himself with the talit, shetzivanu hakadosh baruch hu lihitatef bo, kedei shenizkor kol mitzvotav lasotam, that he was commanded by the Holy One, blessed be He, to wrap himself with this talit, in order that he should remember to do all of the mitzvot of the Torah. V'chatfu ha'achronim zal. The later authorities wrote, מי שאינו עושה כך, someone who does not do this, someone who does not invest his mental faculties into his beracha, into his kiyum mitzvah, into his blessing, into the fulfillment of his commands. Alav ne'amar, upon him it is said, Vatehi yiratam oti mitzvah da'ashim ilumada. And their fear of me is a commandment of men learned by rote. That these are people that are acting and running their life through habit instead of running their life through a sense of awe, a sense of feeling of God and His existence and its filling of the universe and surrounding of the universe and His place in all of that, a servant of His Creator.